7:30 on the dot, Chairman.
Thank you. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. And notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Weissman? He said he's coming. Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Hi, Roy. Mr. Blount? Mr. Patel?
Here.
Yeah.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali? Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
United States of America,
and to the Republic, to which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
individual,
liberty,
justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have quite a few changes to the agenda. The application of Kania Dinsey, 1834 West 7th Street, will be carried until September 9th, 2000.
Can you guys hear me?
Excuse me?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's speaking, please?
Hello?
Who's speaking? Oh, Steve's here.
Okay, it appears Mr. Weissman has joined us.
Yes.
In any event, the application of Kania Dinsey, 1834 West 7th Street, will be adjourned until September 9th, 2021. There will be no further notice of the property owners surrounding the property, only in the newspaper. The second adjournment for the evening is AWAD Construction LLC, 150 Central Avenue. This is adjourned until September 23rd. Laura, did they notice?
Yes, they did. So no further.
Okay. So there will be no further notice. And the next change that we have is Dwight Mitchell, 20 Summershade Circle. That will be adjourned until September 23rd with no further notice. And the last change we have is Loria Landscaping. That will be adjourned until September 23rd, 2021. And did they notice?
Yes, they all noticed.
Okay. So that will be with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes that I have this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's proceed. Item number 6, 21-ZB-45V, Rajesh Kumar Patel.
Are the Patels present?
Yes.
Could you raise your right hand? I need to swear you in. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Could we have your name and address, please?
Rajesh Kumar Patel. It's 20 Boxer Road, Piscataway, New Jersey. 08854.
Thank you. And could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
All right. So we applied for the variance for a bulk variance for the backyard shade.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Hinterstein has a report on this.
Yes, Henry, could you give us your findings?
Yeah, looking at this application, I really didn't see any issues with it. The applicant has a hardship due to the fact that the back of the property as well as the front of the property abuts a roadway. So they're thereby having two front yards. The shed is only minimally at best over the height requirement. So I think you could grant that variance without any issues. And as long as the applicant knows that he's putting a shed in the easement, if for some reason the township needs to access the easement, any costs associated with the removal and replacement of that shed are gonna be your responsibility. Otherwise, no other issue.
Were you okay with that, Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Patel said he is.
Okay, awesome. Going to open it to the public, or does anybody else on the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
I do not see anyone, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Perfect.
Laura, call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, the second week of September. We'll send that document to you. You'll need that to get your permits.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Let's move along to item number 7, 21-ZB-46V, Mohammed Rabi.
Yes, I'm here.
How are we doing tonight?
Good.
Sir, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Mohammed Rabi, 89 Normandy Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Mr. Rabi, could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I would like to have basically a garage and a 6 feet fence.
Okay. Henry, have you looked at this application?
Yes, I have. I've looked at this application, and although some of the variances that are being requested seem severe, I think you have some extenuating circumstances that exist on the property. One being that the property has a paper street adjacent to it. So that's where some of these extreme variances sort of stem from, is the fact that the paper street, although not developed, is considered a roadway. Therefore, the garage and that they're proposing is relatively close to this paper street. I don't really see this paper street ever being developed due to the fact that the railroad right-of-way is directly behind the property. That's sort of the other constraint on the property. So for that reason, I don't see any issue. I think you could approve these variances without any detriments. My only issue would be is I think they should, if possible, just step the garage back a little bit so that it conforms a little bit more closely with the front yard setback. We always try to improve the setbacks instead of exacerbate them. So if the applicant would be willing to maybe just look at his plan, and maybe he could step the garage back like 2 feet, just so it steps back to give it a little bit of interest, and also to improve the front yard setback versus just making the existing front yard setback worse. I think that would be a positive. And anything located off your property, you really need to remove the fence or anything that's off your property, because we cannot give approval for that. So I think your survey had some items that were off of your property. I believe Laura stated that was the case when you bought the property. So again, as long as you take the things that are off your property out of that area and maybe step back the garage slightly, I don't see any issues with this application.
Are you okay with that, Mr. Robbie?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Anyone else, any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions about this application? Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application with the restrictions that Henry added.
I'll second.
Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
We never got Mr. Blount. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Robbie, your application's been approved as amended. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting in September. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you, but you'll need that to get your permits.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we call the next application, there was one additional adjourned application that I neglected to mention during that long list earlier. If I can do that now.
Please.
Buddhist Worship Center, 157 Metlars Lane, is adjourned until September 23rd, 2021, with no further notice by the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. September 23rd is going to be a busy night for us.
It seems so.
Okay,
there's more.
Oh, really? Thanks. Let's go to number 8, 21-ZB-49V, Jessica Guta. Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Is Ms. Guta present?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Jessica Gupta, 103 Stanton Ave, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
We'd like to install a fence, 6 feet privacy fence.
Did you see Mr. Hinterstein's report in this matter?
No.
Okay, Mr. Hinterstein, could you address your report, please?
I mailed it and emailed it to you.
Okay.
Basically, I reviewed the plan, and again, this is a corner property. We've had several of these applications in the past. They're looking to put a 6 foot solid fence directly on the property line. The problem with that is it sort of impedes the site corridor and the visibility of neighboring driveways. Due to the fact that this is a court and doesn't impact too many homes, and due to the nature of it being a court, I think if they relocate the fence back approximately 5 feet from the property line, which is approximately, you know, give us about 10 feet or so from the sidewalk, closer to 20 feet from the curb, I think that would be an acceptable compromise. Again, in the past, we've made people move the fence back in situations like this, anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20 feet. But because this is a court, and I don't think it's going to impact too many homes, I think the 5 foot relocation back into the property would be a reasonable compromise.
Okay, so you mean like this is the sidewalk, and then 5 feet from that would be the fence?
No, from your property line.
From the property line.
So
yeah.
If you look at your survey that you submitted, your property line is approximately maybe 5 or 6 feet from the sidewalk. So you would have to go another 5 feet from the property line. So you'd have to determine where the property line is and go 5 feet in from that. Mm-hmm. So you showed the fence on the property line, which as a board, we very rarely ever issue a variance for that.
Mr. Hinterstein, what is the setback requirement per the ordinance?
35 feet.
And you think that 5 feet is reasonable?
Reasonable for the reason being is that for some reason, if the survey is accurate, the right-of-way line is further back than normal. So normally I would ask for 10 feet, but because of the right-of-way line being, according to the survey, approximately 5 or 6 feet from the sidewalk already, it's one of the reasons I'm only asking for an additional 5 feet. So I think ultimately it's similar in nature to what we've asked for in the past as far as distance from the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Just the way I think the right-of-way falls in this particular instance.
Okay, I appreciate your consideration of that. I don't know if it helps to mention that the directly across from us is a park that they'll never build any houses or anything. It's just trees, and then...
That's not the side I'm concerned about. It's okay. The side on Donna Court. So
okay. You're
right on that property line, and it has to do with the... Typically, it should be open for 35 feet on each side of the property. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Your
house is even over, I believe, the front yard setback by some measure. But I'm asking for 5 feet. I think it's a good compromise. It opens up that quarter a little bit. Because it's a court, again, I think we can live with the 5 feet and the fact that the existing right-of-way is already approximately 5 feet from the sidewalk. So.
Thank you, Mr. Hinterstein. Can I ask one question?
Hey, I'm Harald. Sir, I have not sworn you in. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Srikant Gupta, and my address is 103 Stanton Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Hinterstein, I'm also the owner of this property. A quick question is, instead of having a 5 feet setback, can we cut it diagonally so that
that's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
It's not a site triangle issue. It's a site corridor issue.
Okay.
It's that corridor, the road corridor, mm-hmm. is supposed to be unimpeded by structures for 35 feet on each side of the property line. And you're asking to go right up to the property line. So you're asking for a zero setback requirement when 35 feet is required. And I'm asking it to be 5 feet. So no, if anything, as you heard, I think from Mr. Keneally, he's sort of surprised that I'm only asking for 5 feet in this case, because usually we ask for more. So I think you should probably look at that as, you know, a sign that, you know, maybe the 5 feet is something that you should consider. Because like I said, I've never seen the board approve a variance for a fence right on the property line of a 6 foot nature.
Okay, that sounds great. Really great. I appreciate it.
That's it's a good deal. Trust me. I've been on this board for 16 years and we've never done zero.
Thank you. Okay.
No problem. No problem. Any other members of the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public have any questions for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application with the 5 foot agreement that the applicant has made. Can I get a second?
Steve, seconds.
That's Steve.
Get that, Laura? call the roll, please.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved as amended. We memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that document to you and you'll need that to get your permit.
So
thank you so much, officer.
The solid fence, 6 feet, it was approved.
Yeah, with the six,
yes, you just 6 feet. Okay. Five feet off the property line.
Okay. All right.
So you'd have to revise the survey.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we will. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, have a great night.
You too.
Thanks, Jeff.
Let's move on to item number 1021-ZB-38V, Deer Park US Holdings, Inc.
Good evening, members of the board. Tim Arch, attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey for the applicant Deer Park US Holdings. Before we get into this, some housekeeping. I would ask of the board attorney whether he has had an opportunity to review the notices and whether we are in front of the board has proper jurisdiction.
Yes, I have, and yes, the board does have jurisdiction.
Thank you. We are here asking for two bulk variances tonight. This is for 1122 Brookside Road. They're both related to the same dimensional restriction on the lot, which is we have a 73.26 foot lot width where 100 is required, and that also affects the lot frontage. So the same measurement there. I will note that prior to our application, we did send out letters to the adjacent property owners asking for interest as to selling or purchasing property in order to make the lot more conforming. The responses that we got back were that they were not interested in any purchasing or sale. We do have one witness for you tonight, and that would be Mr. Paul Fletcher, our engineer and planner, who will testify as to the justifications for this. We also have Mr. Farouk Ijaz. He's the representative of Deer Park, who is here in case there's any specific questions that the board has for him. But since we're trucking along here pretty quickly, I don't want to take up any more time, and I would turn it over to Mr. Fletcher for his testimony.
Mr. Fletcher, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Yes, it's Paul J. Fletcher, 54 West Pond Road, Hope Lawn, New Jersey.
Mr. Fletcher, have you testified in front of this board in the past?
Yes, I have. Also numerous boards throughout Middlesex County and New Jersey. In fact, I was recognized as an expert in engineering and planning last night at the Piscataway Planning Board.
Mr. Chairman, I believe his credentials are acceptable.
Credentials are fine with me. Please proceed.
Mr. Fletcher, the floor is yours if you can let us know about this application.
Certainly. The subject property, commonly known as 1122 Brookside Road, Lot 12 in Block 8001. It is a lot that is well in excess of the area that's required in the R10 zone, which is 10,000 square feet. We're almost an acre. We're at 43,561 square feet. However, we do have a a lot width nonconformity, 73.26 feet wide, although we are in excess of 500 feet, almost 600 feet in depth. So clearly we have the area, we have lots of buildable area. The applicant proposes to construct a single family home, which will comply with all the other setback requirements with regards to side yard, front yard, rear yard, lot coverage by building, building height, et cetera. So I believe that this is clearly a C1 hardship variance where the board can approve this variance because as Mr. Archer mentioned, we've attempted to buy additional land from property owners on either side. Neither one is prepared to sell us any land. So again, it's a hardship situation. To not allow a building to be constructed would be essentially a taking of the land. I think the applicant is not requesting anything other than the existing nonconformity to be allowed to be utilized in the manner that's allowed in this R10 residential zone. I don't see any adverse effect to the zone plan or the master plan of the township of Piscataway. And I think the board can approve this variance with no detrimental effect to those documents or to the neighborhood. In fact, I believe that there's an existing foundation, which is basically an eyesore, that will be removed. There'll be a new aesthetically pleasing home, which will be an asset to the neighborhood. I think all in all, it's a good application. I think the board can, in good faith, approve this application.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. I would turn Mr. Fletcher over to any questions of the board.
Henry?
Mr. Chairman, I have a conflict with this application. So I believe Dawn wrote the report. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Maybe Jim could go over.
Yeah, you know, I can handle that, Mr. Hinterstein. Mr. Arch, have you had an opportunity to review Ms. Corcoran Gardella's report?
I have, Your Honor. Sorry.
Well, thank you very. Thank you. Someday.
I have certainly. I've had two reports. There's one from Ms. Corcoran. There's also one from DPW. I have had an opportunity to discuss that with my client, and we absolutely agree to any conditions in the report. They're very minor.
And I agree that they are minor, Mr. Chairman. So I think the board can proceed.
Fine. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant or that last witness?
How many square feet is the new house going to be?
It'll be about 2,800 square feet plus the garage. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Miranda. Anyone else on the board? Hearing none, going to open up to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions for this application and or the witness that just testified?
Yes, Brian Reck.
Hello. Yeah, Brian. Reck. Yep.
Mr. Reck, can you raise your right hand?
Yeah.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road.
Thank you.
I'm definitely in support of this. We've been looking at that horrible foundation for the last 5 years every time we walk by it. I'm just curious. So the property next door is owned by the town. The town didn't want to sell you the land, so you didn't need the set variance?
I will note that we did send a letter of interest to the town, and my understanding was that I think because of a wetland situation, I'm not positive, but there was not interest in selling.
Okay, yeah, that was my only question. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Buckley, anyone else?
No, sir.
Okay, public portion is closed, and I will make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Fast today, man.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery.
Yes.
Mr. Weissman.
Yes.
Mr. Reggio.
Yes.
Mr. Patel.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando.
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Mr. Arch, we will memorialize this at our next meeting and send a copy to you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night and good luck on the 23rd.
Thank you.
Thanks. You might be there. Who knows?
Thank you.
Let's move over to item number 14, adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting of July 8th, 2021.
The first resolution is Carmelo Medina. This was an application that the applicant decided to withdraw during his testimony. I will need a motion and a second on that, and then a roll call.
I'd make a motion to accept the withdrawal. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, that was Weissman, I think.
Yeah.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next application was, or next resolution is Ruben Vargas. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Santos Lopez. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Ridgedale Gordon to Piscataway. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last is Mohammed Radwan. This was an application for a certification of non-conforming use, which you approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions that I have for you this evening.
Okay. Item number 15, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of July 8th, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Number 16, make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
Adios.
Once again, thank you all for coming out and volunteering. And let's wish Warren Zimmerman a speedy recovery. He got
Warren.
Knee surgery. Yes, I will absolutely do
take
that.
Take care, Warren.
You guys have a take great care, night. Warren.
All right. All right. All right. Enjoy the rest of the summer, everyone.
Goodbye, all.
Take care. Get well soon, Warren.
Be cool, everybody.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Be good.
Recording.